Now this afternoon, to go with my plum crumble, I've been making homemade vanilla custard. Now for the effort of making the custard, I want to get something else out of my time. So I doubled the quantity that I was making and I used about a litre of milk and half a litre of double cream. And I've got quite a lot left over here, which has gone cold. So I have this beautiful, cold, voluptuous vanilla custard. And as I'm talking to you, I'm just going to start spooning that into this ice cream maker. And you'll have to excuse because I'm going to put it on. But it does make the most dreadful brackets. I'm hoping that this is going to make vanilla ice cream. I can't see why it doesn't. It looks to all intents and purposes like a gelato recipe to me. So I think that my time has been very well spent because I've ended up with my custard for my plum crumble and I've ended up with some ice cream that I'm going to throw into the freezer, which will do perfectly for Saturday night supper. I feel quite smug actually. Well, that's the vanilla ice cream made. It's taken about 20 or 30 minutes in this churner. And I have to say, having tasted it along the way, it's absolutely delicious. But I have a guinea pig here. I have my friend Andy, who's busy eating plum and cardamom crumble with that vanilla custard. Andy, I've made the custard into ice cream. So I'm just going to dip in here. Okay, now tell me what you think to that, okay? I'm just feeding that to Andy. There's silence here.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah?
Absolutely delicious.
Can you believe that was actually custard about, 40 minutes ago?
No.
It works?
But that works. That's absolutely delicious.
Good, excellent. He loves popping over to pick things up. Any excuse, because I'm always cooking something. So thank you for that comment, it's lovely.
You're welcome. Same time tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.